Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N. 928-62, chief complaint, cough, congestion, sneezing, body aches, leg pain, arm pain. I feel like my legs are falling off. Diarrhea, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. Also had COVID 2 weeks ago. Our patient is a 60-year-old retired woman who likes to volunteer at the food bank. She had COVID approximately 2 weeks ago, where she was treated with Paxlovid. Subsequently, she got better very quickly, has come down with same symptoms, and very concerned about the possibility of COVID again, period. The paragraph, patient is COVID positive today. We talked about the rebound effect of Paxlovid, even though Paxlovid was prescribed back in February, beginning of February. I told her that it's likely that it's not a rebound effect, that it's a new COVID. She's been vaccinated times three. Usually rebounds happen within a few days. Nevertheless, the patient needs treatment at this time. She does have some cough and congestion. Because of this reason, we did a chest x-ray, which did not show any evidence of COVID pneumonia. Medication includes a Crestor 10 milligram, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram, and then lots of vitamins. COVID immunization up to date times four. Social, she's retired. She doesn't work. She's lived with her husband of many years. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, mom died of lung cancer and dad died of COVID. Mammogram is up to date. She's scheduled for a new one next month. Colonoscopy was done a year ago, up to date. Surgery, she's had tonsils and hysterectomy before. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, obesity. She's been trying to lose weight but hasn't been very successful. Allergy, penicillin, codeine, iodine. She can clearly take Procefin in parenthesis, ceftriaxone. Period. Nicaragas, she is flu to a COVID test positive today. And we're going to re-look at her organs, especially with the recurring COVID in the past month and a half, and compare it to the one that she had before, especially since she had some cystic issues, period. In the paragraph, she weighs 248 pounds, 98%, 98.9, 16, 68, 120 over 84. Heart positive, stone positive was 2. Lungs, ronchi. Abdomen, soft. Tenderness noted about the epigastric area. Neck shows anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Neurological none. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows epithelial edema. COVID test is positive today. Strep is negative. Flu is negative. Number one, positive COVID. Number two, treated with Paxlovid, Medrol, Dospac, Finagen DM. Number three, chest x-ray within normal limits. This was done because of recurrent COVID. Number four, Rocephin a gram. Next time is Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next time is check blood work, including CBC, CMP, lipids, TSH, A1C, vitamin D, and B12. Next number, because of her severe leg pain, we looked at her legs and arms. Leg and arm pain, we looked at her legs and arms. There's no evidence of DVT. There's PVD noted as before. Next time is her renal cyst that she had previously remains the same. Oh, no, don't put that down. Sorry, the thyroid cyst she had before removes. It's actually a lot smaller now. Next number, because of her vertigo, we looked at her carotid. That was within normal limits. Next number, her echocardiogram shows no changes from before in face of palpitation. Next number is lymphadenopathy appears to be secondary to COVID, of course. Next number is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea related to COVID. Next number is gallbladder. Looks distended, otherwise clear. Next number is come back in a week. Next number is we'll go over the blood results at that time. Next number is rule out immunological issues or problems that could be causing recurrent COVID in this lady. Next number, long discussion about her condition. Thank you.